It's interesting to note that in the Bible, children hardly get a look in, apart from Samuel perhaps in the Old Testament and Jesus himself in the New Testament. They never speak. It's always adult. The children are there, they're there in body, you can see them, but you don't hear them. That's the way it is. And we all know the expression, children should be seen and not heard. And the Bible certainly confirms that view of things. I suppose they're not heard because what they say doesn't much matter. That's why they're not heard. They don't have much of importance to say. They don't have much of importance to do either in the Bible. So maybe that's why they don't get much of a hearing, much attention. Because in our society, it's the people who have got something to say and the people who do important things that matter. But not, it seems, in God's eyes. Children haven't done very much to attract our attention yet. Rick Warren, in one of his books, describes how late at night he goes in to his baby son's bedroom, and his son, still a baby, is in his cot and is asleep. And Rick says, sometimes I draw my chair up to the cot and I just watch him lying there, and I put out my hand and I rest it gently on my baby son. And then I rest my hand gently on him, I can feel the rise and fall of his breathing. And I think this thought. He said, I think to myself, why do I love you so much? You've never done anything to win my love. You've never said anything that has made me love you. You've never accomplished anything, so why do I love you? And he said, I conclude, I love you just because you're mine. Just because you're mine. You haven't done anything to merit my love. You haven't said anything to make me love you. I just love you because you're mine. When I was in primary school, I think primary six or seven, these were the days when the youngsters get it, they must get something like this, a report card, remember? And the teacher, towards the end of the session, would fill in your report card, and you had to take it home in your school bag, and you had to give it to your mother and father, and they had to sign it to prove you had read it. And this was a report on your performance. And I remember a teacher wrote something in my report, I think primary six or seven. A teacher wrote something in my report that you could never write today. You would never get away with it. The teacher wrote in my report, after reporting on my performance, wrote these words, an unlikely achiever. Wow. Can you imagine? An unlikely achiever. I think my parents probably agreed. But they didn't love me any less. They didn't love me any less. Why? Because I was theirs. And they loved me simply because I was theirs. And furthermore, they loved me knowing how much I depended upon them. Because that's the thing about children. Children are utterly dependent on those that love them.
Right from the outset, from the first cry after they're born, they are dependent. They know that they depend. They maybe don't know that they depend, but we know they should know they depend. Utterly dependent from day one. Those who love them have to speak for them, have to do for them, have to act for them, have to be strong for them, have to think for them, have to do everything for them. Because children, by their very nature, are dependent. And when Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is about becoming a child again, he's talking about us knowing how utterly, utterly dependent we too are. Utterly dependent. For every breath that we draw, we depend upon the grace of God. We are born in dependence, and we depend on others all our lives. Isn't it amazing how children, it comes so naturally to them to depend. You know, when you ask your father for money and he said, "Do you think I'm made of money? You think I'm Canadian?" It never occurred to us that somebody had to pay for that holiday that we had. It never occurred to us that somebody was paying for the electricity and the gas, that somebody was paying. It never occurred to us, we just assumed. So dependent were we on those that loved us. And Jesus is saying, well, that's how it is between each one of us and God. How it ought to be that we should know how dependent we are upon God from day to day and have the mind of a child in that regard. But then you see, we are not just dependers. There are others who depend on us. And that's the first part of that reading that Robin read today. A difficult passage. It's about divorce. They came to Jesus and they said, "Is it lawful to allow a man and a woman to divorce?" And Jesus said, "Well, what did the scripture say? What does God say in Leviticus in the Old Testament?" Moses says, "Yes, you can just write me a note and tell her to scrap." To go. And Jesus said, "Well, that's true. But that provision was made because of our weakness. Because God meant us to be so dependent upon each other in marriage. So I depend, and she depends. It's not just that I'm the one that's dependent. Someone else is dependent upon me." Anyone who has been through a divorce knows the pain, the anguish, the disappointment of it, because we're all weak folk, and so we fail. We fail in the promises that we have made. And when there's a divorce, what has happened is that you can no longer depend upon your partner. And they can no longer depend upon you. So in divorce, dependence has gone. And so we need to ask forgiveness for our failures. And God does forgive. Remember that story in John 8, where they brought a woman to Jesus, and they said to him, "This woman was caught in adultery. What are we going to do with her?" Jesus was quiet for a moment, and he bent down and he wrote to the ground, and then he lifted his eyes and he said, "Let whoever among you is without sin cast the first stone." And they turned one by one and they walked away, because we knew what we all know, that we all fail. And Jesus was saying, in divorce we have failed, but we are also forgiven. But in that divorce, trust has gone, and and so dependence has gone. I love that bit. I love that bit when you used to fill in your income tax and it said, how many dependents have you got? How many folk are depending upon you? So that's the other side. We are born in dependence and are utterly dependent upon God. But others are also dependent upon us. We don't like the idea of being dependent. Today, sometimes it's looked upon as a sign of weakness if you've got to depend too much. Annie Gray was a woman in her 80s who lived in Louisa Drive in Girvan. She lived alone. She had lived alone all her life since her parents had died and in the same house in Louisa Drive. Now, Annie was Miss Annie Gray, but she might have been Mrs. because the young man that she was engaged to be married to never came home from the war, the First World War. In fact, he died tragically on the morning of the armistice on the 11th of November, 1980, and he never returned, and Annie never married again. So she lived, and she was the most fiercely independent woman I had ever met. She lived alone and looked after herself and cared for herself and kept her life together all these years. And then she became ill, and her doctor, John Madison from Girvan, said to me, how about seeing if you can persuade Annie to go into the Davidson Hospital in Girvan? Because we had a lovely wee hospital, cottage hospital in Girvan. And which Annie wouldn't go in, you see. So John said, why don't you go and see if you can persuade her to go into the hospital? So I went along on this visit and I said, Annie, we've got a lovely wee hospital here. I said, it's all local girls who are nurses. You've got your own GP coming in every day. The food is wonderful. The staff are great. And it would give you oh, she said, I know all of that. She said, we're so fortunate to have this in Girvan. What a facility, she said. But it's no for me. See, we don't like the idea of being dependent. We regard it as a sign of weakness. But it's not. It's just the truth. So we're born in dependence and we depend all our life and we certainly depend upon God. And others depend upon us. And here's a wonderful thing. Christ Jesus our Lord also depends upon us. But one of the last things he said, and we heard these words last week, go into all the world, baptize, preach the gospel, love each other as I have loved you. And he depends upon us to do it. We can utterly depend upon him. Can he also depend upon us? Amen. And thanks be to God for his work.